May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio Podcast. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today I'm going to read more from the Haiku Chronicles. Like, this is, I think, the sixth installment. The last one was really short. It was just what they had to say about Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. And now here we have Haiku Zendo in the Haiku Zendo Chronicles. Because up to now it's been the Los Altos Zendo, or maybe they didn't even have a name. It just met in Marion Derby's home. Yeah, sure, they had to call it something. Los Altos Zendo. The Haiku Zendo, the Los Altos Zendo, is where the Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind lectures were given. They were the morning ones, the very short morning lectures, not the evening ones. Suzuki went there on Thursday mornings and Thursday evenings, and later when there was a place for him to stay in the home, Wednesday evenings and Thursday mornings. 65 and 66 is when those lectures were given. All right, that's just a little review here. So, Haiku Zendo. After a year of sitting Zazen, and they capitalized Zazen everywhere, and they capitalized Zendo. After a year of sitting Zazen in Marion Derby's living room, we had grown in numbers to the point where the seating arrangements were becoming crowded. Also, the living room Zendo was located in the middle of a busy household. Marion and her 5 teenage children were living around us, and this was not convenient for them. Obviously, some other arrangement was needed. In her 1969 annual report, Marion describes how the problem was solved. On June 16th, 1966, I mentioned an idea to the morning group, which had come to me a few days earlier. I told them I was considering remodeling the garage into a Zendo so we could hold daily meditation. Reverend Suzuki and the students were in favor of the idea. William Stocker, a carpenter who had attended some of our meetings, was contacted. He had free time and was interested in the project. He met with Reverend Suzuki, and together they designed the Zendo, patterning it with the physical limitations of the existing garage after a traditional Japanese Zendo. Work began on the Zendo on June 24th. Pretty good, huh? June 16th, she mentioned it, and they start 8 days later. And for the next 6 weeks, William Stocker worked as many as 12 hours a day on the hall. During the week, he was assisted by members living near Los Altos. On two weekends, members of the San Francisco Zen Center drove to Los Altos and spent the day working on the project. William was a good foreman, and the amateur laborers did a professional job. The only outside professional help besides William's was the electrical work and a small plumbing job. We all helped work on the building of the new Zendo in Marion's garage. Everyone wanted to do something, however small. I remember Barbara Geyser and I painted the outside wall, which faces the street. Of course, Roshi and William did much of the work. We depended upon them completely for directions as well as decision-making. The two of them went to the lumber yard and carefully picked out each board for the floor and the platforms. I remember Pat Harrisoff of Zen Center one Saturday assisting Roshi as he measured and sawed lengths of wood. They were enjoying the work very much. Haiku Zendo was named by Marion. She chose the name for the new Zendo because there was room for 17 cushions. You know, a haiku has 17 syllables. The tatami platforms in this Zendo are chair height for a particular reason. At this time, Doug Duke suffered from a fused disc in his spine. It was impossible for him to sit cross-legged. The platform to your right as you enter the door is made so that it can be pulled out from the wall. Two people can then sit there as if in a chair, yet facing the wall. Even with this help, sitting was painful for Doug beyond any pain the rest of us would know. Roshi told us he hoped older people would come to our Zendo. The arrangement was for their benefit as well as for Doug. The sliding platform is located near the door because Roshi said he wanted such students to sit as near the teacher as possible. All the other platforms are of equal height to the sliding platform, so we were all sitting at the same level. We continued the practice of Thursday morning breakfast in the house. This breakfast provided a weekly opportunity for questions and discussions in an informal atmosphere. The opening ceremony of Haiku Zendo was held on August 4th, 1966. Among those present were Suzuki Roshi, Katagiri Sensei, Dick Baker, president of Zen Center, now Baker Roshi, and Mrs. Suzuki. Well, so there you have it. They now have a Zendo in the garage, cute little Zendo. And it lasted quite some time. It's a, probably isn't there anymore, but it should have been preserved as a historic monument. But we're not, Zen Center's not good at that. You know, I always want to preserve things. And, oh God, stuff I've seen. You know, unique stuff I've seen. You know, somebody comes in and becomes the new director of buildings. Get rid of that and let's do so-and-so. Throw things out in the library, which are precious and stuff. There's no continuity. Well, there's not no continuity. There's not that type of continuity, or there's not. It's not like some places where, like, I lived near the Ramana Ashram in India for 4 months. Oh, how long ago? 2011. 10 years ago. And, I loved it there. God, I wanted to stay. And, a friend of mine got me into the sort of private Ramana Maharshi archive. And oh my God, I walked in and I had left India. I mean, India has characteristic smells and sounds. There's always noise and stuff. I walked in there. It was like being in a museum. The air was clean and fresh. It had humidifiers and air purifiers and, you know, kept at a constant temperature. And like everything Ramana had touched, practically his fingernails, I'm not kidding, hair, all sorts of things, you know, things he'd written were preserved behind glass where you could look at. Oh, they'd gone to some extremes. And you know what they call those things? They call it a samadhi. You know, you think of samadhi as meaning you know, a higher state of meditation. But when a guru dies or toward the end of a guru's life in India, they create a samadhi to remember them by. And Zen Center just left stuff, you know, in a room where people could come in and get it and take it. That's all right. I'm not totally critical of that. It's all going to disappear anyway. And it's just sort of fun preserving things. It doesn't matter. But it shows a certain amount of respect and care. But you can show respect and care in other ways, I know. So, trying to look at the other side there. Okay, well, anyway, that's the Haiku Zendo. And next time, for Wednesday, say, we'll hear about Kobunjino Sensei. This has been a Kyuk Audio Podcast. I'm DC Pooba of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Dog and Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening. And we're wishing you to go to kuke.com, C-U-K-E.com, hit the donate link, go to the donate page, and there one can easily see how to send a check or make a PayPal donation to Kuke Archives. And these podcasts are just one part of it. It's one of the tentacles. There's many tentacled monster. And there is constant work going on of various types. I call it Kuke Archives, Preserving the Legacy of Shunryu Suzuki and Those Whose Paths Crossed His, and anything else that comes to mind. And people are always telling me, oh, you're so devoted to Suzuki Roshi, I really appreciate it. And, you know, if devotion means paying attention to that, then all right. But it's not just him. It's like all of us. It's not just people who knew him. You know, there's concentric circles. And it's like a picture of this period of history, of this wonderful time when, you know, all these connections happened and people came from all over, or people came through books. You know, they might not have left home. Might be a paraplegic that hears about it. But whatever can fit in this hologram, or whatever I can find that fits in the hologram and get down in the record that I have time to get to, I like to do. So if you want to help support that, we keep running on donations, I will tell you. There's a little bit else coming in. But without the donations, like being on a rowboat in the ocean that had holes in it. Okay. Thank you very much. Take care.